split personalities, lovers, quarrels, and someone plotting to kill. We are talking about it right now, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, lovers are more...
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is Sunday afternoon, and you know what that means. You have just tuned in to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by a lovely gaggle of gals. We have to my far, 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 far left.
Hey, everyone. Tammy here. Good to see you.
And, of course, we have...
Michael Mattis, the one and only.
And Mark J. Freeman is at the Odyssey Theater, buried in a whole bunch of tickets and plays and people who are probably upset with him because he's laughing and tuning in instead of dealing with them. So shout out to
Hi, Mark J. Freeman. Wherever you are.
If you are tuning in live, thank you so much. And if you haven't already, make sure you go to our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter pages. Like us, follow us, comment, and all of that good stuff. We are... Dish and Days on Facebook and Instagram, and underscore Dish and Days on Twitter. The at is always implied. All right, guys. Oh my gosh, you guys are picking up on all the little nuances of this show. So, what did we think about this week?
Monday's show was like a week's worth of episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And I was
so
really...
much happened, and it was one of those episodes where I don't think I picked up my phone once. Like sometimes, you know, if you're distracted and something like boring is going on, you pick up your phone.
Like I was on Friday.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. It Friday. Was reversed.
Yeah, yeah. Friday. Yeah. I feel like Friday I barely tuned in because I looked up at my notes and I was like, there's nothing really here. And I was like, fast forward, and I was like, oh my God, 42 minutes. I was like, ooh, clearly didn't pay attention. Yeah. But I thought like the week started off with such a bang.
Yeah.
And I had so many notes. I was like, oh.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think I sent you a note saying you cannot wait until Friday to binge this because Monday is on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were right.
Yeah.
When I watched it yesterday.
You didn't listen to me.
No, well, Sorry. You know, we tend not to.
I had issues.
All right, well, you know, let's dive right into it. It's now time to start
Dish and Days.
Wow, that Michael? Was cool. Oh, yay, there it is.
All right, so...
It's never not funny.
Let's kick things off with, oh my gosh, this storyline. The ISA plot. Mm. Steve, John, Paul, Will, Billy.
Van Damme.
John, Paul, George, Ringo.
Yeah.
All of them.
Paul, Pamela. Okay. So...
Where do we start?
Where do we start? Yeah. Because, okay, as this story... was unfolding. Mm-hmm. We all were wondering, why is John poisoning Steve? This week, we got our answer.
Right.
We got everything. We got the answer, we got the resolution, and we got the finale. Like,
well, we
all
sort
in one episode.
Of got the resolution.
Oh, but no, it's resolved.
No, well, not completely. Steve is not okay. Well, I mean, there's, they keep, I mean, there's they the keep resolution... Saying, as to the why.
They keep saying he's responding well to the antidote. So.
But remember, there was that moment where Kayla was going over the chart with Steve and his vision went blurry again.
And he says,
oh, that's right. I forgot about
with
that.
With his sweetness, we
have
a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But, okay, so let's walk through this, shall we?
Let's stroll, right? Oh, I wish we could
we
have
need
a
overhead
chart.
Oh my God,
that would be awesome.
Oh my, we oh
that would be that, so great.
Can you imagine if there's ever a storyline where we're like, all right, let's refer to the chart, and we could just go.
We need like with the football with the play by play.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
With the little markers.
I was going old school with an easel, and we could just put
an
something.
Yeah.
like we press a button and the easel comes up. Okay, so first of all, this whole thing goes back to Ava's murder.
Right.
Which I can't believe this death has had such lingering effects.
Like, I feel like it was such a negative thing. Like, this family killed this woman.
Because she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Because she was cuckoo. But still, like, a teenage boy killed a woman, right?
Right.
So I think this is still, the writers in the show trying to just bury that And
no pun intended.
Bury it and just be done with it and never have to mention, like, still undoing it. They kind of undid it when Joey confessed and went to jail.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think they're just trying to still resolve it. I don't know. My words aren't coming to me right now. You get the picture, though, right? Like the
sure. But, I mean, what's there? What else is there to resolve?
Well, that was my thing. It's like, really? Is this why everything's been happening? This is such a huge issue for ISA.
Or it could be that the writers, you know, started it before they didn't have everything planned out. They started writing this John poisoning and didn't have
an end point?
Like, an end point. And so they came up with one.
Well,
like as they went.
Let's hold hands and frolic through the lilies, shall we? So we have Pamela Van Dam, who is the head of ISA, who we now know that is overseeing this whole plot, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole reason why Steve, which apparently John was supposed to kill the entire Johnson family.
The whole family, yeah. Right.
The whole reason why this mission happened is because with the confession of Joey, Pamela then looked like a liar,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Right. Yeah.
Because she did everything she could to cover up everything for Steve. And then that unwinded when it turned out to be Joey.
Right.
And when that was revealed, I thought to myself, okay, but is that a reason to kill an entire family? Unless, because apparently she's just corrupt anyway.
Right.
There would have been a lot of other things.
I mean,
that
she was corrupt
unfolded.
In the first place because she helped them cover something up.
Well,
right?
That's like Roman helping Hope and Rafe to cover up Stefano's death.
Absolutely.
So we all know there's some shady business going on. I mean, hello, it's Shady Sunday. But but then you're just kind of like, okay, well, I guess there's a point.
Well,
to
you
this.
Know, the only thing that I found credible about that is Pamela's portrayal of all of this, the stakes, she made the stakes really high for herself personally.
Like she was going to lose
and
everything.
And I believed her.
Yeah.
Like, here's a woman who's a control freak. I mean, and again, the stakes were high for her. And so I was able to engage and believe and go, you know what? I will go along with this. But man, if you didn't sell it to me, I would have been out. I would have been out.
I will say this storyline definitely pulled in so many different characters into this because, you know, I like that when, all right, so, you know, John ended up, you know, starting to poison him, but then called Billy to bring an antidote to, you know, kind of.
They needed a reason to write Billy in, right? Because they got Lisa Rinna back. So I don't know if this was like their way of writing Billy back in. Like this, if this was created as a way to
for this storyline was created for well, she didn't really. I mean, it was just a couple of days,
right?
And they,
she could have just came back just to say, "Mom, I'm sorry that you lost Andre."
And she's the whole reason Steve's alive, John. Right.
True.
You know, without her and the anecdote,
yeah,
anecdote. What's the word?
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Lover
antidote.
Squirrels. Yeah.
Antidote.
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 Thank you.
Well, true. I mean, it was great to have her integrated.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it also served as a way for them to do get Will and Paul closer.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And then there's also Tripp and Sierra were also involved in it as well.
Right.
What did you think of that?
I, for some reason, because I knew Sierra was there. But I was like, she's a child of Bo and Hope's. I was like, she's going to figure... Like, I kept waiting for Pamela to drop from the back and Sierra was there, like, had just knocked her out. But when they played it as, like, she opened the door, Tripp looked over, and then she went to get a bat, I was just like, oh, okay, she's just going to end up being tied. I'm like, I was like, girl, you're too far from Pamela. Unless you, like, literally open your door and then stood somewhere in your room and went,
wham. Yeah, there was no room for hesitation.
No, not at all.
There was no room for hesitation.
But kudos to her for still trying to be a badass and, like, you know, help out the situation. But then it all...
And she did when she bit the broad.
Well, I loved that... they were in, it was almost like a in sync type of a thing where Trip was like, I got it. Mm-hmm. Take me instead. Mm-hmm. Get handed the antidote. It's almost like Sierra was like, I got you, Trip.
Exactly. It was and a team effort.
And then it was like, go. And I was like,
yes.
Okay.
Y'all exactly. are definitely yes. the children of Steve and Bo and Hope and Kayla. Like, mm-hmm. y'all did that. Loved it.
And was at that moment that Trip earned my respect. Mm-hmm. Because remember when they went for the motorcycle ride and then mm-hmm. afterward he was all
pansy.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I was like, oh.
I can relate.
I would have been a pansy about it no. too. Like being on the back of a motorcycle and all that.
But he really stepped up.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He really stepped up.
He did. But I the storyline was interesting because of all of the interesting parts of it. But I really thought to myself, like, wow, this Ava's death is still
there.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I did like the moments of Will and Paul. I like Will and Paul. I'm sorry.
Me too. Sorry, Sonny. Wilson Shippers.
Yeah. I really like the new Will. Mm-hmm. Because even after everything that happened, he's just kind of, like, I feel like in his mind, he's like, this town is nuts, and I'm glad I don't remember a thing.
Well, do you remember what he said? The hilarity of his lines this week were through the roof.
Oh, he said there were a couple lines he had.
Because they were in the hospital, I think, and he was having a conversation with Marlena, and mm-hmm. he said, you know, there is a reason why I still have amnesia.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on in this town, there is a reason why I'm not remembering a lot of things right now. So
he said something in Billy's hospital room with the family.
Can we just get along? Or what did he say? Can we just be a family?
The way he was like, great to be with family or something along those lines. It was very sarcastic and the delivery was really good.
Yeah. But those are great moments. And I think, you know, John is picking up on the fact that Paul is starting to mm-hmm. have feelings for Will because the moment for Paul was seeing Will dead mm-hmm. again in the mausoleum. Yeah. He felt something.
My only issue is it seems to happen. It's happening really fast. You know what I mean? Like, Paul wasn't when Will moved into the Martin House. Like, he wasn't for it, and he was kind of almost, like, antagonistic towards Will. Now they started working together, but I just don't feel it was long enough for feelings to develop.
But do you think he was fighting it, though? Like, that's
why it maybe was there to begin with?
I think, too, going through a near-death experience with someone is mm-hmm. really going to make things crystal clear to those feelings that maybe you were hiding or suppressing or really weren't aware of to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's what my thought was.
Because I feel like Paul's trying to be respectful of Sonny because mm-hmm. he admitted he also still has feelings for Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think he does really do have feelings for Will, but he's mm-hmm. fighting it because he doesn't want it to get messy.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't want the drama.
Yeah. And boy, was this week messy.
Can I just ask mm-hmm. what your thoughts were about Marlena's reaction? You know, when John confesses to everything, mm-hmm. she's very stand by your man.
Yeah.
And that's always been the case, mm-hmm. which is great. But I did have a moment when I thought,
ought you not to be
a little bit more upset? Because Kayla, understandably, was all. Yeah.
But then go back to Steve's reaction. Him being like, I understand.
I would have done the same thing. He said. Yeah.
So I think the reactions, the different reactions were great. I think Marlena was stunned and kind of had the feeling of like, John, like disappointment. Because she's always had an issue with the ISA.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She's always had an issue with him going off and doing these missions and things like that. Kayla, rightfully so, was mm-hmm. about to kill him in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at Steve, who I think picked up on what was happening.
Yeah.
And kind of being like, bro, what are you doing? And then kind of being like, you can't, there's nothing you can do when the ISA says jump. You can only say how high.
That's tough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like the reactions were true to character, though.
Yeah.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do too.
I didn't have an issue with it.
I'm good. No, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Especially their little romantic dinner that they had.
Oh, with the belated Valentine's Day and getting the note that
I
says
swear,
you get two tickets to wherever you want to go to in the world.
I was just you suckered right into John all of Black. That. Yeah. And can I just tell you really quick, you know, at the end of that scene where she gets up from the table and she sits on his lap, she and I literally sighed at the same time. Like she sat down and she put her arms around him and we both went, I was like, oh my God. That was a good moment.
But Tammy, romantic. You love those romantic. You love those moments.
I do.
You
love those moments. Because they don't happen very often.
That's very true.
Right?
That's
They're true. Happening more often, I think. Maybe I more feel. Often. More often than used to be. Right?
A little so? Little lovey moments. Yeah, yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And that is the first top storyline, right? That pretty much covers everything. If you are just tuning in, you are tuning in right now to a full recap of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives.
Duel.
And we are in the middle of our top three storylines. We just finished the first one, and we're now going into our second, which is
Gabigail.
Yeah.
I assume.
It is. You are correct. Thoughts on Gabigail?
Like I said, I was like the Monday's episode where it was revealed what she like how she became Abigail, how she like has they brought back the secret rooms in the Demira house.
Mm-hmm. And, love that. Mm-hmm. I want one.
Yeah, right.
Right?
You know, and God. Someone's gonna get trapped in there. I don't know who it is, but someone's getting trapped in there. Just, it's gonna happen. But
point.
The way like it was all done very slowly and nothing was spoken. They just kind of showed how it all went down. It had me hooked.
But you have to give kudos to Marcy Miller because how distinctive she is when those changes come.
Right.
Because
it's not just Abigail in a wig.
Right.
And it's full, the persona, the way she speaks, her manner, her body
language is
completely different.
In just an instance, because you can tell when the switch is happening because like the first time we were introduced to it and she was sitting in bed. Her whole demeanor changed. And so right off the bat, you knew, like, in the way she walked and in the way she stood and everything was just like, okay, this girl is not Abigail. Mm-hmm. And then...
And she's very physical with it. When she was in bed and she woke up, you know, she actually does this. And, and then, so it's a cue, I don't know if it's a cue for us.
Yeah.
To be able to say, okay, this is the transition, or if that's just something she's incorporated to start to get her into
it. She's very femme fatale.
Yes.
Yeah. And not to take us to the end before we discuss the middle, but even once she was done and she like had that moment in bed, like, okay, like I'm gonna.
Was that amazing?
And then she like laid down and then like it was just kind of like, I'm with you.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm with you. And it's not, and it doesn't seem forced. It doesn't seem, you know, calculator or anything like that, you really feel like you're going through these transitions with the character.
Mm-hmm.
But man, is she... I giggle at Gabigail because she really thinks she's Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
She really thinks she's Mexican.
That comment she made, she's like, oh, it's a Mexican standoff, except only one of us is Mexican. And I was like, neither y'all are Mexican.
Right.
But okay.
It's like you're on for the ride. Like when she said that, I was like, but girl, you ain't Mexican.
Do you
know you're not Mexican?
I was a little surprised. This is going back a little bit. You know, usually with these DID storylines, the other personality, dissociative something disorder.
Okay.
Yeah, where you're a split personality. It's a DID. I actually learned that from James. Dissociative individual, something like that disorder. Usually, the other personality is completely different. It's not related to... It's a separate personality.
Yeah.
So the fact that she thinks she's Gabby really surprised me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you think you're an actual real person that's already around.
But did we talk about this last week? Remember a couple of weeks ago when I said there was a hint that something like this was coming and I don't think anyone picked up on it. And I said, I don't want to say anything because I think it'll reveal what could potentially happen. And then we see Gabigail.
Right.
So now I'm going to take you back.
Okay.
Remember when Gabby and Abigail were in the office?
Uh-huh.
And Gabby had on that coat that is now the one that she killed. And if you think back to that interaction mm-hmm. and how they were and some of the things that were said, it was almost like this really interesting bonding, like something, like almost clueish type of a thing that was happening. Okay. If you think back to that scene and how they were interacting.
Was that the same one where Stefan came in and asked?
For on the date.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, there was something about what they were saying and how they were acting towards each other and the compliment on the jacket and all that that made me kind of go, Like, some, like, yeah. like there's...
They were foreshadowing something.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason why, you know, we're talking about this coat. You know what I mean? And now it's because that's the coat that she transitions into Gabigail.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't get to...
It made me feel smart.
That's because you are.
Good gerb.
One thing we didn't talk about, and people have been tweeting about this, what do you think triggered all of this? What triggered the split personality?
I don't know. All I can think of is she is the granddaughter of Laura Horton.
And we know that Laura Horton is coming back.
I know the history, yeah.
Is she? I thought...
She is, isn't she? Jamie Lynn Bauer? Wasn't it revealed like months ago that she was coming back? She's also going back to YNR, but I think she came back to Days.
I haven't seen anything about Days. I know she's going back to YNR.
Mm-hmm. Fans, can you help us out?
Yes.
No, I feel like I remember hearing a couple months ago that she was coming back.
Because she had came back when Marcy started.
Right.
Right.
But I haven't seen anything of her coming back again.
Maybe she is, maybe she isn't.
I want to know what triggered it, because I'm confused. Because my thought is... When Abby finds out she killed Andre.
Wait, okay.
If you want something to send her back to the institution, that's going to send her back.
So is there still a question looming about who killed Andre?
No.
Because...
Well, she kept saying to Stefan, I saw you standing over his body.
Right.
And you had that moment of, oh, were they there before her?
So do we have confirmation that it was Abby as Gabby that killed... Just yes. because, like... Are we just going by the circuit, like, or is the evidence circumstantial?
Well, no,
because there's that whole part of the tape member missing.
Yeah,
like I feel like there's still confusion about whether it's certain that Gabigail killed Andre.
I think it is because I think right after, I think she went and hid because maybe Stefan and Vivian were coming in, and then they came in and saw
the body.
And then, after it happened. And then that's how she saw him take the phone.
Okay.
Okay. But there was that moment of, oh, did she catch them?
In the act,
In the act.
Yeah.
But then as the scenes went on, it's like, no, it's yeah, no, yeah. She
okay.
did it.
Okay.
She did it.
So it. Daquan in the chat says, hey, Tony, I got a head scratcher for you.
Ooh.
If Abby thinks she is Gabby... Mm-hmm. Then who does Abby as Gabby think Gabby is? Abby? Let me do that to you again.
That's too much. Sorry.
So follow along.
It's Sunday, okay. My brain ain't working that
if
hard today.
If Abigail thinks she's Gabby,
right?
Gabigail. Then who does Abby as Gabby? Gabigail.
Right.
Who does Gabigail? Think Gabby is.
She doesn't because she thinks she's Gabby.
She thinks she's Gabby.
So I want to see the scene where Gabigail meets Gabby.
And maybe
Gabby's the one that gets put in that room.
Well,
because it's going to happen.
Well, I think that's what he's asking. When Gabigail sees Gabby, is she going to be like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like,
which
what
is
moment
why
is she going to have?
When we found out that she thinks she's Gabby, I thought, Oh, what's going to happen when she runs into the real,
we'll find out when it happens.
Surprise me, yeah.
But, yeah. It's interesting. Interesting to think about.
I think this whole thing is interesting, but I am all for Abigail and Stefan.
Oh.
I am. Okay. It's there's something about that chemistry mm-hmm. that it makes you like bite your lip mm-hmm. and like
yeah.
kind of lean into the TV a little bit more.
Did you notice how they were framing the shots on Friday? This is something I noticed that Tyler Christopher's like bare chest was like they framed every angle. Even when it was Gabby talking, there was just torso. And it was
torso,
just like,
torso oh. with the slight V.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wait, she's still...
Do you see the V?
I was like,
oh, wait, she's saw
talking.
The V.
Oh, wait, she's talking. You know, it was
yeah.
very distracting.
Not
in a bad way, but...
I just like how there's this, like, sense of control that Gabigail has.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this sensualness that right. she has mm-hmm. towards Stefan. I like love, actually, that she sometimes goes... Oh, Steffi.
Steffi? Yeah.
Steph.
Or is it Steph or Steffi?
I remember Steph.
Like, maybe it's Steph. I thought it was Steffi.
I feel like maybe she did both.
She probably, I think she did Steffi. Both.
One of those. Mm-hmm. The shortening of the name gets me. And,
with the
and,
nails. She does it.
Yeah.
Like, you could just see that.
And I feel like she's playing into, Gabigail is playing into how Stefan feels about Abigail.
Abigail, yeah.
And I still like that with this situation, they are having Stefan kind of be us and trying to like figure out mm-hmm. Abigail Gabby.
He you know confronts what I mean? Her.
Yeah.
He confronts Abby.
Yeah.
Right.
That
she's
morning.
Talking about what happened last night. She's
yeah.
like,
and she's like,
I like that he did that.
Yeah. And you literally believe her. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then she went, oh my head.
The
and then
headed. She was like, that was amazing. I love that.
Well, it's time for Gabby to come out and play. Mm-hmm. Then she sauntered over to the
sash,
pressed the little button, and then off to Gabigail land she went.
You know, there's also the question of folks are really a little nervous about the possibility of Stefan and Gabigail sleeping together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably going to happen, people. It's Days of Our Lives. Like, that seems to be where they're going.
But people are bringing up the fact that she's not mentally competent. She's right. not, like, there's...
And he knows that. So
right?
it would kind
so
of be like...
taking advantage
yeah.
of her,
mm-hmm.
that's tough.
I feel like we shouldn't... Well, I don't know. I feel like when you get to that point, like, we're reading into it so much. I mean, after a while, you just start seeing the person as that person.
Right.
But Annie Goin said... I'm liking the storyline, but I wish they would focus more on Abby's illness and less on trying to force Stefan and Abby together. I don't think they're necessarily forcing it. I think it's a part of the game. I think it's a part of this characteristic that Gabigail has in playing with this. You know what I mean? Playing with
yeah.
the sensuality of Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but that connection... has always been there for Abigail and Stefan,
and
I think.
What exactly does she have, Gabigail have over Stefan that he...
So Stefan has over Gabigail that she's the one that did it.
Right.
Because she had the topper,
the lid.
Right.
the lid, and the thing.
Oh, the badge.
The badge.
Right.
She has that... He was last seen over... He was the
that
first
was
one seen
okay,
over...
Right.
And Vivian over Andre's dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And that he has the telephone that they've
right.
been looking for.
And I loved it when she said, if I go down...
You go down.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. So... Oh,
I know.
I'm
tired.
Marcy's a force.
Yeah.
Marcy Miller is a force.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Man.
I will... Seeing her as Gabigail, I will put her in the same lane as Eileen Davidson.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Eileen Davidson, when she did Susan Banks,
mm-hmm.
my God, like that's when you looked at her and thought to yourself, gosh, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? You're just... Such a
when she
brilliant
did, when she did Susan
actress.
And then she had to do Susan as Kristen.
Yeah.
That again, I was like, oh, well, she's like, she didn't just turn back into Kristen.
Right.
You know, she actually played it very well. Like, oh, like she was a little uneasy and a little bit
mm-hmm.
loopy. None of the other characters picked up on it, but
yeah.
it was to the audience. Like she made those choices and it was obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, and then Like that whole thing for Eileen Davidson to play Kristen DiMera, to play Susan Banks, to play Thomas Banks.
Oh yeah,
and then the nun,
yeah,
sister,
yes, Marva, yes,
Banks, and then to then have to play Susan as Kristen.
Yeah. Her transformative powers are bar none. Yeah,
so that's a good way. Her transformative powers, yeah,
superpower.
I love that.
That's her superpower.
So seeing. Seeing Marcy portray Gabigail, I put them kind of in that, like, she's headed down that path where they'll be able to throw these. And you can tell that she picks up on some of Gabby's isms and things. And sometimes there's a slight, like, Spanish, like, accent or talking kind of fast, well, like Gabby does.
The talking fast. Yeah.
Or the,
especially on Friday when Gabby's like, bleh! Like, oh, my living word.
And because I didn't put this here. I guess during this Gabigail thing, we should talk about the actual Gabby, who's like freaking out about the fact that there's no new evidence, not against her, in favor of her, but she's still the prime suspect for Andre's murder.
And one other thing too is people are wondering: will Gabigail kill again?
Let's stop at one. Yeah, like let's not turn this into like a Salem Star or a serial killer type of a thing.
Yeah,
I think we're good with one.
I don't think I'd want to see that.
No, I think we're good with
one. We've had enough of murder, like Deimos now Andre, like enough for this year. No more.
Didn't
no
Will
more.
Say that? Like, you know, why do we still live here? Why are we still with everything?
It's
why?
Like a bloodbath.
This is why I love New Will, because New Will is like a new character in Salem who cannot figure out why all of this stuff is going on in this city and why you people still live here. Oh, thanks. So it's kind of like, I love it.
Yes.
And I love that there's this bit of like, what?
Yes.
Because I feel like now Will's character is now us. Like, what is happening in Salem? So
why do I almost keep getting killed?
Right. All right. So let's move on to the next storyline very quickly. Maggie, Victor, Brady, and Eve.
Yeah.
So Maggie was like, "What's going on, Victor? I'm seeing some stuff in these messages. You can't explain." So basically, Maggie finds out that that Brady and Victor have a plan to basically sucker Eve into liking Brady, and then.
Destroy her,
yeah. And then Brady getting his position back. And I love how Maggie was just kind of like, "You're going to tell her I do. I'm tired of forgiving you.
Yeah.
I got to go." And oh, that one line that Victor said, ugh, this crushed me when he was like, "I'll never be Mickey Horton." And she was like,
"No, you won't.
You are absolutely right."
Yeah, that's the first thing we can agree on.
Yeah.
But in that line, I feel like you realize Maggie never expected Victor to be Mickey.
No.
Because she already knew what type of man Victor was.
Yeah, that was his defense mechanism kicking in.
And I feel like when Maggie got with Victor, we were all kind of like, what? But we liked the fact that she was able to pull this, like, nice guy out of him. But he still messes up.
Wake up his conscience.
Yeah.
Right?
Typical guy, always.
I loved it way back because Maggie was there and then Victor started to kind of romance her. And I liked it because I'm like, oh, I like this pairing. Like a Beauty and the Beast kind of thing, you know?
No. But on the Brady Eve side, I really do think that Brady is trying to play the game, but I feel like both he and Eve really are starting to like
him. Oh, yeah.
No question.
I like this better than them being hostile towards each other.
Yeah.
Like, I get more engaged with them being nice to each other than I did with them, like, you know, insulting each other or screaming at each other. Like, them getting along to me, and maybe that's, I don't know if it's, you know, it's not very, you know, there's no conflict.
Right.
Like, the lack of conflict should be boring, but for some reason, I don't find it boring. I think they're very
sweet. Like you said,
together.
Because they started out with the fireworks.
Yeah.
That it's nice to see the flip side. You're ready for that.
Yeah.
Because it's the progression. You're ready
and then
to
the
see
scene,
the.
There was the scene where Eve was talking to the kid and was like, "We don't have fun times anymore." And I'm like, "No, shouldn't be talking to a child about fun adult times, you know." I'm like, this kid's like just playing on the bed. I'm like, why is she talking to him about this?
Well, that's probably
it was kind of a sweet scene.
Yeah.
Like, but then, you know, it was a little odd. But because I was like, oh, she's, you know, putting shoes on. It's cute. And then she started, like, diarrhea of the mouth kind of.
She just needed a friend.
Oh, you need to.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all. Someone to listen and hear her.
Yeah.
All right. That has been the top stories of days. Mm-hmm. And once again, if you are just tuning in to
we
our.
We had Hope and Rafe doing their thing, too.
Oh, yeah. That's in
going
tidbits.
To Smith Island. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I should read the rundown.
If you looked at the rundown, you would know that that's coming up. But if you guys are just tuning into our live stream, thank you very much. You are right now in the middle of Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. So, if you guys are watching live and you're a part of any Days groups or anything, share this link.
Please
tell
do.
Your friends
yes.
to come in and say hi,
we
how you
love
doing,
it.
And join in the conversation.
Be our friends.
Yes, and we are, you know, looking at the comments as much as we can. Sometimes we get too wrapped up in our conversation. let's see. Daquan says, where is James and Mark? James, you know, is off doing his thing and Mark is working. So there's that. All right. So tidbits. First we have, Trip, Claire, and Sierra. Claire.
How long was Claire's phone recording in that
10 hours.
That's some battery.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I feel like my battery. I was like, that's some battery power she has in her phone.
I'm now not sure if it was her phone or if it was like just a recorder.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was a phone.
It looked like a phone.
I thought it was a phone at first. And then when she actually had it, I was like, oh, maybe it's just like a recorder.
It could be.
Like a digital recorder.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But anyway, I'm like, look.
Also, how was she without her phone that whole time?
Right. I'm like, stop trying to figure out the secret.
Right. Maybe
like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's too much.
Secret doesn't even involve her.
No, but she's just being a little bratty.
She's being bratty.
Yeah. I like that Trip and Sierra are getting closer.
Yeah.
I really like Victoria as
she's good.
Sierra.
Amazing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And that hair.
Sorry, Vivian. But
and that hair.
Yeah, I just feel like she really does embody the Sierra that we were looking for.
Yeah.
This thing just wants to have a mind of its own today. Okay, thanks. I think at some point the bickering between them needs to stop and they need to find a different angle. Sorry she didn't make it to see Theo, but she explained that. Mm-hmm. Now she's back in time to figure out the secret and for the wedding that's coming up. And that's that. And that has been your week of days. Did I miss anything?
Hope and Rafe.
I mean, nothing really happened.
They were just, you know.
They're still wedding planning.
Oh,
they're
Hope,
on Snow
that's
Island
surprising.
Now.
But no, at the very end of Fridays, Hope brought someone there to marry them. So I guess maybe they're going to be married before the wedding. So it'll be interesting. Oh, I don't know if we want to go into that. Because if you've seen the promos.
Predictions.
NBC released a promo that was supposed to go for the week after this week. You know, so they released, like, so we saw what happens at the wedding, but I don't know if we want to talk about that yet.
We can talk about it in predictions.
Okay.
Because it's out.
Okay, yeah.
Just because there's a whole week of stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's about to go down, y'all.
It's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Smith Island. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be romantical.
My husband was watching it with me, and where they came back and Rafe had all the Christmas lights up and all the decorations, and my husband like yeah right mm-hmm. I was like, wait, he'll explain how he found it, wait, and he did. He found decorations in a closet or something and
did the porch.
Yeah.
But that must be one long shower or something, because let me tell you, to put up string lights, it's not a quick
task. It's time-consuming.
It's very time-consuming. thanks, Marlon. Marlon said, no mentioning of Lucas. Yes, Lucas was there to basically yell at Billy.
Yeah.
And Kate yelled at Billy, and now Billy's pretty much gone. So,
yep, she's done.
Yeah.
I love how she looked flawless when she was brought into the hospital.
Of course.
And still looked flawless just sitting there?
Of course.
Yeah.
There was a touching scene between Lucas and Will where Lucas was making amends to Will for not being there when he was dealing with Susan and coming back. And that was sweet.
And touching scene between Steve and Tripp.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said we didn't mention Jennifer and Eric, but...
Why?
I feel like there's not much to mention.
There's not. I mean, they're, you know...
there, you know, it's that unraveling of figuring out the whole Nicole thing. Oh, sorry, I'm just Nicole. The confession. Brady confessed to Eve.
Oh, that's right.
That
okay.
That what he
was
did black. To Nicole,
he blackmailed her basically to leave town.
And Eve was like, "Oh, I thought the confession was going to be about me." And I'm like, "Girl, it was supposed to be. I don't know where he got this story from." But all right,
he backed out at the last minute.
Right.
That's why Maggie's so disappointed in everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That is your week of days. Boom, and boom, boom. Now it's time for our favorite part of the show, which are our segments, which will start with mine, which is Tony's official. Oh, wait. I didn't do it yet. It's Tony's official three snaps award. Oh, snap. There we go. All right. My three snaps award has to, without a shadow of a doubt, go to Miss Marcy Miller for her portrayal as Gabigail. When I tell you, when she puts on that black wig and she saunters through that Demira mansion and she is powerful and she is Mexican and she is everything, I live for it 10,000%. So, yes. Marcy Miller, which, side note, I posted our Gabigail photo and Marcy absolutely loved it. She was like, she commented, oh my God, love it. So shout out to you, Marcy Miller. And that's why you get Tony's official three snaps award. Oh, snap! All right. And now it's time for Designer Days.
Designer Days.
Clothes.
Design.
Opulence.
Design.
Designer Days.
So this week, we are, you know, you got to give it to her again. She had it last week, and she's got it again this week. She was the only, Cassie was the only splash of color in a very dark week. So this, you know, what's frustrating is they very rarely give you a full shot of outfits. So this was as close as I could get, but she actually had paired it with, I think, slingbacks or pumps, and she looked amazing. So this dress also, I don't know if it's the exact same dress, but Valerie wore a very similar dress, but it was in a cobalt blue. And when I looked up the designer of Valerie's dress, do we have the next picture? So I don't know if you can see it, but the name of the designer is, it's called the Alcestis dress by, how would you pronounce that? Chiara Bono. That's the line. I don't know if it's the exact dress, but it sure is pretty darn close. If you wanted to get something, that's about as close as you're going to get. Yeah. So there you go.
It looks great.
They do dress Cassie very well.
They do. Like,
she always looks
good. She's always got those exquisite sheath-like dresses.
And the way she carries, she just pulls it off, carries herself very well.
Yeah. So yeah. She always looks good. That's our
Designer Days. Fashion. Clothes.
Opulence.
Everything.
We got to come up with a little thing.
Designer Day.
Designer.
And now it's time for Caption This.
All right. This week's caption, if you can see the photo, it's from the scene of Will, Paul, and Marlena in the hospital. And Will's kind of going, what's going on? So this week's caption comes from Tammy B on Instagram. Her Instagram name is Tambo20. And the caption is Will saying, anyone else want to try to kill me? Because this dude was killed, quote unquote, once 2 years ago. Then they found him, dragged him back to Salem, set him up to be killed again by the same guy. Almost whatever. And now John almost tried to kill him, even though it wasn't really
it's
John trying
personal.
To kill him. So yeah, this guy's like, why? And again, we were talking about that. Why'd I come back here? Why do people live here?
Yeah.
So yeah, anyone else want to try?
That's a good
one. So yeah, that was our fun caption.
And that has been Caption This.
Yeah, that works.
And now we have
Dish and Days Fan of the Week.
Oh my gosh.
Woohoo! Yay!
Woohoo! All right, so I'm gonna we normally have like a fan of the week that, you know, it's, oh, I watch, you know, you guys regularly and all this kind of stuff. But I like just this very simple comment of, and it seems like we're going in the right direction, is from our last week's show. Miss Vista Trista 7 on YouTube simply said, I love the new segments. The opening with the wigs were everything.
Yay!
So for appreciating.
Good job, Tammy.
Dish and Tammy's moving forward. Vista Trista 7 on YouTube, you get our official fan of the week.
Yay!
And that has been
Dish and Day's Fan of the Week. Woohoo!
Oh, how fun. We may not have time for phone calls, so we are just going to jump into some news and gossip, and then afterwards, if we have a minute or two for one, we'll do it.
Okay.
All right, so news and gossip. Bravo TV!
Right?
We'll be airing two previous dual episodes starting March 5th from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., and they're starting with the September 16th, 2011 episode.
Right before the unveiling of the brand new Horton Town Square, where John and Marlena returned, mm-hmm. Carrie and Austin returned. It's also the beginning of something going on with Will, because at the time, Will and Gabby are dating, and he's kind of acting funny, and I remember watching it as it aired first and being like, okay, something's going on mm-hmm. with Will, because I remember Gabby making a comment about Sonny to Will and how, like, she's, you know, very impressed Sonny can just be himself, and then I remember this shot of Will, just they kind of held on him, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, it, you know, it went from there, and
it's an interesting starting point.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Well, they also, there's a SoapHub.com mentioned that these episodes go back to, and I was just skimming through, and like Carly is there.
Mm-hmm. I think Vivian might still be there too.
Vivian is there. Quinn. Everyone.
Oh, right.
Quinn. Oh, my God.
Quinn is around.
We'll also get to see Eileen Davidson come back.
Yay!
Yeah. as Kristen.
So there's a lot. So will you guys be tuning in? Let us know. Comment below.
That's going to be so much to watch. Like, it's a lot.
I know.
It would be like, I wish they would go back further, but it'll be fun to kind of relive, and it's kind of like remember that. Oh,
I wonder why that day, though.
Yeah.
I wonder two things. Why that day, and why on Bravo from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. are we airing two episodes?
It's a good question. You know, Bravo and NBC are owned by the same, they're all under the same umbrella. So, but the why?
I was thinking, I think we had talked about this earlier, is maybe they're testing the waters. I don't know exactly.
Like maybe moving
what
days
waters
to Bravo.
They're testing, or maybe expanding, you know, in the soap direction. Maybe not necessarily expanding days, but maybe in the soap direction. It would be nice to have another soap on the landscape. I don't know.
Just made me think of like they're testing the waters to see about moving days to Bravo, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's pure speculation. So
well, in any event, y'all tune in. Mm-hmm. So when you're up in the morning and you're getting ready for work, take a look at some classic days. Yeah.
Oh.
Special shout out and congrats to Krista Allen, ex Billy Reid. Who had a film she starred in, shown at the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival in Los Angeles yesterday, called Best Mom. I actually saw it because my friend Evan Michael Lee, shout out to Evan Michael Lee, was in the film. And Krista stars as a improv teacher in the film. Oh. So, and she did an amazing job. Okay. She did really well. So
we wish her dogs well. Did you hear? Her house got broken into and her dogs got assaulted.
Oh,
so and I guess one's in bad shape. So we wish Jack the Beagle and Jake the Puggle, I think are the name. We wish them a full recovery.
Speedy recovery.
Yeah. What best wishes to her and the puppies.
Best That's wishes and horrible. Congratulations on the same weekend.
Yeah. Sorry to bring it down, but
oh, that's okay, because we'll bring it back up with the Stargazer event in Charlotte, North Carolina, hosted by me on April 21st. So if you guys would like to come out and meet Brian Dottillo, Marcy Miller, Billy Flynn, and Gaylene Gehring in Charlotte, North Carolina, come out and say hello. Tickets are on sale now at stargazerevents.org. org. So make sure you tune into that website for all details and how to purchase tickets. All right, and really quick, while we have a couple of minutes left, let's go into some predictions.
And now, you're at this TV.
Nope. We just normally never do it. Okay. All right, so
that's kind of creepy.
I know, right?
Wow. I know. I didn't come up with that. It's the AfterBuzz
one. I like
that.
One. Okay. I like that.
So basically, it's about to go down this week. Mm-hmm. The wedding is about to go down. The secrets are going to come out. Mm-hmm. Not only is from what the preview saw. There's two secrets that come out.
Right.
And there's two secrets that come out that people have been holding in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
I haven't. I mean, I know the wedding secret. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about this other secret that's coming out. So.
Should we talk offline about it?
Wait, what?
Should we talk offline
about
it?
It's so hard.
I know.
It's so hard.
Well, it doesn't help that NBC put the promo up.
I know.
So I watched it and I was like, oh, this is all going down. And then I went back to watch it again and it was different.
I saw it and I turned.
And I'm like, oh.
I don't
want
to know.
Well, that's not. Oh, okay.
Well, Marlon has a prediction / wish that Will and Paul have a steamy sex scene this week.
You know when they eventually do it. It's gonna be.
Let me tell you, it better be just as beautiful and soft as everybody else's sexy. It better not be a sheet, and then the next thing they're like, whew.
Well, I don't think it's gonna be like sensual, like tender. I don't know. I don't see it being that way. Mm. I see it being like shown,
mm-hmm.
like not being coy about it, but you know, something.
Something's about to go down.
I don't want to be too
great. Let's just say that this week on Days is going to be an interesting week. Mm-hmm. So you guys definitely make sure you tune
and
in.
And my prediction is someone will get trapped in that secret room.
Ah.
Because that always happens. Someone always gets stuck in one of those rooms.
Well, do you remember the 90s secret room when Marlena was stuck in there?
Yes. And then Kristen. Yeah.
And then Kristen got stuck in. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was an amazing time to be a Days
viewer. I just want to see Gabigail stuck in between the wall and the bookcase.
So she's like half Abigail, half Gabby.
She gets discovered because she's stuck.
That's silly. Like her left half will be Gabigail and her right half will be Abigail.
Before we head out, let's wish Miss Josephina R. in the chat room a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's so great.
So happy birthday to her. And I hope that they take us down into the secret room where Gabigail gets dressed.
Right.
Because I'm now envisioning a little room kind of set up like the presentation of Gabby Chic. And she just has an assortment of black wigs. And
does her wig look better this week? Or is it
looks a little better.
It looked better, right?
It looked a little better, yeah.
I never thought it looked bad.
No.
I thought they did. Yeah. Thumbs up.
Assorted wigs. That's what we're
talking about. Assorted wigs.
Assorted wigs. Yeah, assorted wigs.
Great. So that's it.
Yay!
That is our show. Thank you guys for tuning in. And of course, before we head out, Tammy, where can the folks find you on social media?
Yeah. So on Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Govea. And I'm switching up my social media a little bit. So on Instagram, it's official Tammy Govea.
Oh, girl.
All right. So official Tammy Govea.
Are you going for the
check mark? For the verify.
Nice.
Going for the check mark.
You can find me on Instagram at ML Mattis, and then on Twitter at ML Mattis 1.
At that. You got it right. And of course,
kinda. I'm getting better.
You guys can follow the show on Facebook and Instagram, Dish and Days, or _ Dish and Days on Twitter. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. We will see you guys next Sunday for a full recap of NBC's #1 hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Happy Sunday.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.